Next item on the agenda is S&S Property Conveyance. Mr. Gray?
Again, this will, I can go through this fairly briefly. It was the same Act of Assembly 875 that authorized, in this instance, the conveyance of 12,100 square feet, nearly half of the last parcel, approximately 0.28 acres of previously filled lands. Again, the same parcel, with the exception that now we're looking at the southern half of the property. Again, just the 1892 chart. By way of reference, that was what you looked at. You're now continuing those mean-low watermarks. Again, and I apologize, Mr. Cumming, I didn't understand that the 70 was just point of reference, but the same 1970 mean-low watermark that was on the plat, which leads you to two parcels that are discussed in the Act, a small portion at the top. This will be referred to as Parcel C or the upland, and another parcel which is along the east and south. That upper parcel represents 1,200 square feet, 0.03 acres. You'll see that that's only 1.95% of the entire parcel. The other parcel that was in the orange is 10,900 square feet. That's 0.25 acres, and that is 17.72%. Again, utilizing the summarizing the facts, the parcel C, the upland, is 49,424 square feet. Parcel 1, the smaller one, 1,200 square feet. Parcel 2, the larger of the parcels, 10,900. Again, the same considerations that the Commission is authorized to consider in both Sections 4 and Section 5. If you then take, following the same formula, the total of the areas of the S&S Marine and Supply Incorporated is 61,524 square feet. The area being conveyed totals 12,100 square feet. Of the two parcels, that is slightly less than 20%, or 19.67% of the total upland. Again, utilizing the 10-year average assessment, that comes to $546,020. 19.67% of that gives you $107,000. And then if you apply the 25% figure to that, you come up with $26,850.53. And as previously, that would just be staff's recommendation following the law.
Questions of staff? Thank you, sir. Mr. Cummings?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. I'll give you a similar handout for S&S Marine, if I may.
Yes, sir, please.
As Mr. Brad has noted, and as you see, very similar situation, same property area generally. If again, doing the same math, if you did the same math with a credit for S&S Marine for real estate taxes, you'd be able to give him the property. And I know that you're inclined to do that.
With a refund.
With a refund, right, right. You'd actually deed us the property and give us the money. So being a little more rational than that, if we took 50% of the 26,000, that figure would be, just for your reference again, it's not in your numbers, $13,425.27 if you went by the Secretary's recommendation as to what the maximum would be. In this case, same sort of issue about the activity historically on this property. This property has been owned by the current owners since 1977, over 31 years. This is in a supplement to the application by S&S Marine in your packet, I'm sure. The same reference to the same plat historically. And one comment that I would like to make in response to Mr. Fox and his observation about the history of this property and the increase in taxes and what the value is. I think it is important to remember that what the Commonwealth would in fact own would be submerged land underwater, which would not have the value of what has been improved by private individuals. And so you're talking about, if you look at what the city of Hampton has assessed, they have assessed, in a sense, what the Commonwealth owns, the dirt and other, I'll call it, non-structural improvements that a private owner has made, as well as the building and other improvements. So there's sort of three parts, three tiers of what's out there that's being taxed by the city of Hampton. And so while these numbers indicate the land without the buildings and improvements, it does include the, I'll call it, you know, very crude sense, the dirt improvements, or the real estate, the non-building or improvement improvements to the subaqueous property that Commonwealth owns. And so these numbers would not really represent the value of the Commonwealth's property had the private improvements not been made. Let's just say that. So that the rationale of the 25% represents maybe what the underlying subaqueous bottom would be worth in some interesting legislative way of doing math, let's say. without any, without being limited by facts or any other sort of information. Nevertheless, on behalf of S&S Marine, we would request that you consider both the historical real estate tax history of this property, as well as the fact that this owner was not involved in any filling whatsoever, and bought it as it is from a mortgage company that had previously foreclosed on a Marine International operation there, and then purchased by S&S Marine in 1977.
Questions of counsel?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Motion for the commission for discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman, Fox. I've noted that since I talked on the last issue, no one's come in the room and no one's left. So I don't think I need to repeat what I said. So I think that's...
you may want to incorporate by reference.
I can incorporate by reference what I said before, if that's okay with everybody else.
So a motion?
I would so move that we stick with the staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Donahue. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Cummings.